the summer.
Hello and welcome to the Listener Hour on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Aaron Schubert. I'm excited to play you some music. I'm the booking manager at the Biltmore Cabaret. Been there for 2.5 years. Before that, I was a national booking agent with Pac-Man Entertainment. Booked tours, festivals, et cetera, for a whole bunch of artists ranging from the Sadies to Tegan and Sarah to Tokyo Police Club, Final Fantasy, a.k.a. Owen Pallett, Sly and the Family Stone, Randy Bachman, Buffy St. Marie, Elliot Brood, Cuff the Duke, which I'm going to play later on in the set. Prior to that, I played in a band called The Liminals in Vancouver in the mid-90s. And I managed a record store out in Port Moody. So I'm a music nerd, and I feel pretty at home here at CITR because I think this is sort of a great radio station for music nerds, and I'm proud to be a music nerd, so I think that's a compliment. I'm going to start off the set with a couple of bands that have played the Biltmore recently in the last couple of months, and they're easily two of my favorite shows, if not my favorite shows, of all time at the Biltmore. The first song is by San Francisco's VOCs. It's called Tidal Wave, my favorite track by one of my favorite bands, and they played my favorite show at the Biltmore back in November. It's from a 7-inch that is now out of print, but I was able to get a copy of the song Tidal Wave from a friend of mine, a former sound tech at the Biltmore named Noah Camus. And before the OC's show, I actually asked Johnny Dwyer if he had any of the 7-inches left. You know, I was desperate to buy one from him. And he said that he was out of stock himself. It's out of print. He's trying to get more printed. But funny enough, he just found out from a friend that the song had been put on an NFL broadcast by, I can't remember which network, and he was trying to sort out how it got on the network. A friend of his had heard the song being played, and he was trying to get paid. That's pretty funny. Following the OCs, I'm going to play you Australia's Tame Impala. It's a song called Lucidity from their unbelievably good record, Inner Speaker. If you don't have it, go out and get it. If you haven't heard it, listen to it. They are incredible. And what's even more incredible is that they're super young. They're like in their late teens, early 20s. And the musicianship is incredible. The songs are great. If you like tripped out psychedelic music, this is the way to go for sure. They played the Biltmore in early December. And with the exception of a slight fire alarm misfunction that we had that night, it was a beautiful night. The fire alarm was a minor annoyance. And it's an old building. These things happen. But the band was great. Go out and see them, get their record if you get a chance. The last song in the set is Icicle Star Tree by the Asylum Choir. It's an album that seems to be a project by Leon Russell and Mark Bennis from 1968 that tries to sort of replicate Sgt. Pepper in a sort of American psychedelic southern style. My brother John actually introduced me to this record about a week ago, and it's always nice when you find gems like that. Just when you thought you may have heard everything from the 60s, you hear this great song and you have a new 60s find. And this is mine. It's called Icicle Star Tree by Asylum Choir. But first, Tidal Wave by the OCs.
Come on, come on, come on.
Star Trek. Bicycle Star Trek. You're not in an ice cream parlor. You're not in a waiting room. Sitting in a screen port collar. Writing for the chosen few. Pink lemonade lamplight. Shine your light on me. Popsicling starlight. Far as I can see.
Friday, January 7th, join those creative forces, Discorder Magazine, and Vancouver is Awesome, as they party with some of Vancouver's best local bands. 41st and Home, Oh No Yoko, The Oh Wells, and Facts will be rocking the Biltmore Cabaret stage. The show starts at 8 p.m. and tickets are $10. So come by the Biltmore Cabaret, Friday, January 7th, to party with your favorite Vancouver reporters. Welcome back to the Listener Hour on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. Aaron Schubert with you. You've just heard The OCs with Tidal Wave, Tame Impala from Australia with Lucidity, Icicle Star Tree by The Asylum Choir with Leon Russell in 1968. Next up, I'm going to play you tracks by Bo Diddley, Sam Moore, and Sly and the Family Stone. Bo Diddley, I had the luck to have dinner with several years ago, right before he died, about a year before he died, in Winnipeg, strangely enough, in a restaurant on the edge of town in Winnipeg, a family Greek restaurant. And it was just me, my friend, him, and quote-unquote his niece. She didn't seem like she could have been his niece, but he's Bo Diddley, and we believed him, because when Bo Diddley says it's his niece, it's his niece. He was a great guy. He was really, really gracious with us. We talked to him for about an hour and a half. He told stories. He told us about how Elvis stole his title as the King of Rock and Roll. The best quote of the night was when he said he got 10 grandchildren and only one of them was fucked up. That was a great quote. 9 out of 10 ain't bad. And after Bo Diddley, by the way, the song is Pretty Thing. After Bo Diddley, I'm going to play you Sam Moore, who was one half of Sam and Dave, the legendary soul duo from the 60s on Stax Records. Sam recorded Tennessee Waltz, an old country standard, on a record in 1970 with King Curtis, and the album was never released, and this was after Sam and Dave broke up. The album was never released, and it's a shame because Sam sort of spiraled at that point into drug and alcohol abuse and was never able to shake the shadow of being one half of Sam and Dave. But the song is amazing, and they re-released it in 2002, and that's how I got a hold of it. It's called Tennessee Waltz. The whole record's great if you get a chance to get a hold of it. I spent some time with Sam in Tokyo, actually, when I booked him at the Blue Note Tokyo, and he was always very concerned with my sex life, constantly grilling me the whole time I was with him, you know, asking me if I was getting laid enough, talking to me about how I'm young and I should be getting laid all the time. And then I saw him a few years later, the first reunion in a while, and he... I introduced him to a couple friends, and the first thing he asked my friends was, how's he doing? He was very concerned. He wanted me to be living a healthy sex life in my young age. The next track will be Can't Strain My Brain from Sly and the Family Stone, my all-time favorite Sly and the Family Stone track. I booked Sly and the Family Stone into the Tokyo International Jazz Festival with many of the original members a few years ago. I didn't make it, but I heard it was great. The funny story is I was trying to get it confirmed. I was trying to get the festival confirmed, and his manager wasn't getting back to me, and it was driving me nuts. It took forever, and I eventually found out it took forever because Sly was spending his nights recording with George Clinton in George Clinton's studio, and he was sleeping all day and turning off his phone at night, so nobody could get a hold of him. I can only imagine how much grass was smoked. Anyway, so that's Sly and the Family Stone, Can't Strain My Brain, and without further ado... I'm going to give you Pretty Thing by Bo Diddley.
To my baby, and why? with a map, baby, to the tenor she wants. When an old friend I happen to see. You see, I didn't see him that night, but I introduced him to my baby.
Can't bust a man if he feels to me. Monday, January 10th, come to Vancouver's Van City Theatre for Wilco, Ashes of American Flags. Relive Wilco's Olympic Vancouver show with Brendan Canty and Christopher Green's superb film. Ashes of American Flags shows a live look at the band from different venues across their 2008 U.S. tour. Frontman Jeff Tweedy and his band provide insight on their musical group and their impact on American culture.
If this show ends up being one of the greatest rock and roll concerts of all time, I'm afraid it's going to have an asterisk next to it. Because I'm on steroids.
The movie starts at 8:30 p.m. and tickets are $5 with a membership. For more information and tickets, go to www.vif.org/theater.
Welcome back to the Listener Hour on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM. Aaron Schubert still with you. You just heard Pretty Thing by Bo Diddley, followed by The Tennessee Waltz by Sam Moore, and finally Can't Strain My Brain by Sly and the Family Stone, my all-time favorite Sly and the Family Stone track. So those are the old guard, the old soul singers. Who's carrying the torch? Who's keeping it going? The man that seems to be doing it now, apart from, of course, Sharon Jones, who's amazing, Charles Bradley. And he's put out, I think it's an EP with the Manahan Street Band, who you may know, they're on Dunham Records, which is on the Daptone imprint, members of Antiballis, the Dap Kings, Budos Band. And Charles Bradley is a soul singer from Brooklyn that was apparently a nomad and did all sorts of different jobs and just got discovered by Dunham Records. The song is it's just a hell of a track. It's called The World Is Going Up in Flames. I'm going to follow that up with a song by The Politicians featuring McKinley Jackson. McKinley Jackson was a Motown collaborator, and I didn't even know about this record. I didn't know it existed until I found it randomly in Apollo Music, a record store that I used to work at that now is just strictly vinyl in Port Coquitlam, which you should check out. I found this record, and this song blew my mind. It's called Psychosola Funkadelic. It was recorded in 1972. But before that, we are going to start you off with The World Is Going Up in Flames by Charles Bradley with the Manahan Street Band.
This world going up in flame. being hassled by the man. And we want to get loaded.
On Fridays from 1 till 2 p.m., prepare to get your jeans dirty. Join me, Bobby the Badger Ferris, for the greasier side of rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and country. From Hank to the helicopters, from Otis to the Oblivions, it's the perfect way to slither into your weekend.
We won't talk about the patterns, just the music and the man.
That's the Barn Burner every Friday from 1 till 2 p.m. only on CITR 101.9.
Welcome back yet again to the Listener Hour on CITR Radio 101.9 FM. I'm still Aaron Schubert, and I'm still with you. The last set you heard was The World is Going Up in Flames by the Menahan Street Band with Charles Bradley, followed by The Politicians with their song Psycho Sola Funkadelic. The next set I'm going to play you is going to be all about warm sounds, warm strings, beautiful sounds, because I think we can all use that in this cold, rainy, dead of winter weather. The first track is a cover that Beck recorded of the Velvet Underground song Sunday Morning. I'm going to follow that up with Lee Hazelwood doing a song that will forever be etched in my mind with goodness, because it reminds me of a story in 2008 when I drove from Toronto to Winnipeg in the middle of December, and I chose to drive the U.S. route instead of taking Northern Ontario because I thought the weather would be better and the highways would be better. But what do you know? There was a massive snowstorm through the northern U.S., the Midwest, and I got caught just east of Madison, Wisconsin, in this crazy snowstorm. I didn't think I was going to make it, and I'm from Winnipeg. I've seen snowstorms. This was insane. I ended up getting into Minneapolis 7 hours behind schedule that night, and I slept in Minneapolis, and I drove from Minneapolis to Winnipeg the next day. And the weather, miraculously, had completely cleared up. The sky was blue. The roads were clear heading north to Winnipeg. And I was so relieved because the day before had been literally hell. So I remembered as I was driving with these blue skies and beautiful rolling fields and just being totally chilled out and relaxed, I remembered I had a CD mix that my brother had made for me. So I popped it into the CD player, and this song by Lee Hazelwood came on. And I'd never heard Lee Hazelwood. I've since got everything I can by him, but I'd never heard of him at this point. And I heard this song. It's called Your Sweet Love, and it was perfect for the moment. After that, I'm going to play you a song that I believe is one of the best all-time Canadian tracks up there with Neil Young and Leonard Cohen. It's called Drink to Me, Babe, Then by A.C. Newman. But before that, I'm going to start you out with Beck, Sunday Morning.
Close behind. His arms reach out to me, 'cause they know I'm so lonely. Then my mind goes back to you.
Come home. like a threat to point blank as proof. You were too shy to lie to. We're offended, shocked our plan would fail. Now you've wandered farther from the trail. On a landslide, you ride in. Drink to me, babe.
Hey everyone, welcome back to CITR Radio 101.9 FM, the Listener Hour. I'm Aaron Schubert. The tracks you just heard, Sunday Morning by Beck, Your Sweet Love by Lee Hazelwood, and Drink to Me, Babe, Then by A.C. Newman. The next few tracks I'm going to play you are Canadian tracks, three of my favorite Canadian songs. The first one is Lines You Amend by Sloan from their classic 1996 record, One Chord to Another, which I think was one of the best Canadian albums of all time. Following that, The Future Hangs by Cuff the Duke. This is an obscure track that shouldn't be. For Cuff the Duke fans, you probably know it, but this song is a hell of a classic song, and people should know about it, so I'm playing it for you. I booked Cuff the Duke. They're one of my favorites. They're a great live band. If you get a chance to see them, definitely do. Following that, I'm going to play you a Losing Song by Daniel Romano, which is a song he wrote about his problems with his record deal while he was with Attack in Black. And I think this song's a pretty good testament to why sometimes maybe it's not so bad that the record industry is in the shape it's in and big labels aren't doing so well. So enjoy. We're going to start you off with The Lines You Amend by Sloan.
Shoes near the lake under a tree, and I'm sitting on the shore. I thought I saw you jump for by. It doesn't matter now, cause all you want to do was die. Yeah, if only you stuck around, I know we made a sound. But now you're on the ocean floor, and I've opened it. Trying to find something else while I'm skipping stones and I'm listening to the shells. And I won't forget you if someone else comes along. I found the words you wrote, but I would not dare to quote. My friends, the lines you amend, like what's so bad about.
to find something else while I'm skipping stones and I'm listening to the shells. And I won't forget you if someone else comes along. You always come to mind whenever I hear that song. Yeah.
The one about photographs sung by Ringo Starr. Especially in the chorus part, you always said, no, don't you start. Don't you start. Yeah, yeah. Don't you start. Don't you start.
leveled me when I was out there funnin'. And I'm so naive to ever have believed they got me. And I should have seen it coming. They must have signed a $1 million deal. They must have taken all that they could steal. But the thing that kills the most is living with the ghost of myself when I was young and I had love. It's so easy. It's so easy. It's so easy to write a losing song. Why should I even play the chords? Why should I even make a sound? I'm so sorry to anyone. Someone out there you can count on. He's hanging around the neck of every big shot. And you can watch him climb. And though he's lost his mind, look up to him. 'Cause he got it right. It's so easy. So
hello everybody, it's Aaron Schubert, still with you, CITR Radio, 101.9 FM, the Listener Hour. You just heard The Lines You Amend by Sloan, The Future Hangs by Cuff the Duke, and finally A Losing Song by Daniel Romano of Attack in Black. That's it for me. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've been playing. It's been a lot of fun for me. I'm going to leave you with a track by Elliot Brood, and if you haven't seen Elliot Brood live, please go out and see them next time you get a chance. Drink some whiskey. You will have a great great time. They're one of Canada's great live bands. This is a great track too, Cadillac Dust.